Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this part of the Shy Life
Podcast? It's the Shy Life Podcast with me, Shiny.
He's not that shy.
Hello, and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. We're back again. Yes, we are. We're out and about today. Yes, we're out and about. And I'm not entirely sure what's going on, but I can pretty much confirm that we are going walking. We are going walking. In fact, this is no ordinary walk. Well, we're taking little Albert the Dragon out for his first walk since he was hatched.
I don't want to go out. I don't want to go out. I want to stay here.
No, you really have to go out, Albert. We have to teach you all sorts of things that you need to know.
Why, like where to poop?
That's right, yes. That's right, where to poop, Albert. Yes. Anyway, let's just run the theme music and then we'll discuss more. Yes, we'll discuss more when we get back, okay?
Well, I think I want to poop now.
Albert, please.
Run the theme music.
Oh, darling, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, Yucky, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Like to practice these thoroughly.
Oh yeah,
what do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go, here we are. Right,
thank you.
So there we have it. Yes, as I said at the start, we are going puppy walking.
I'm not a puppy, I'm a dragon.
I know. Albert, let me just finish talking to the listeners. And yes, so we've actually done the walk, and so it's all recorded, and you'll hear how we got on.
I didn't like it. There were people, and there was things, and I met a dog, and it sniffed my bottom.
Albert, yeah, that's the sort of thing that happens, but you need to learn these things. You need to learn how to look after yourself. Sorry. Albert and I get on quite well. You know, it was a... I hope you'll probably remember, just to update you, that Albert showed up at our door in early April. In fact, it was around April Fool's Day. And I don't know, you may remember there was an episode where I pretended that I was pregnant and had laid an egg, and Albert hatched out of the egg. It didn't happen like that anyway. As I said at the end, it was just my April Fool's episode. But Albert, yeah, he sure enough, he did arrive on our doorstep. We don't really know where he came from.
I came from inside the egg.
Yes, I know you did, Albert. I know. He's very advanced. He's very advanced for a dragon who's just hatched. I mean, as you can hear, he speaks.
I speak. I do speak. I'm speaking now.
Yes, I know. I don't know who taught you to speak.
I'm very quick. I pick up very quickly.
I know you do. You pretty much spoke from the minute that I opened the front door. Dragons are obviously quite advanced. They teach their children how to speak before they're even hatched. We just don't know. We just don't know who his mummy and daddy are.
I don't know. I think I know who they are. I don't like them.
Yeah. I just don't... I remember... I don't know if any of you out there remember Keith, Harris and Orville. Yes. Keith and Orville. Orville was a bird, and Orville didn't have a mummy and a daddy, and there was quite a lot of sentimental songs involved with the fact that he didn't have a mummy or a daddy. And I'm just worried that, that there'll be a soppy song written about Albert not having a mummy and a daddy. And
I don't like... it would be a noisy song if it was a song, like a punk song, like rock and roll.
Well, that's something, Albert. Just as long as Charlie Gurr doesn't write the song.
If Charlie Gurr writes this song, it'll be about pies.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it will. Anyway, so we, Albert and I, and Yeti Uncle John was there, and...
Yeti Uncle John's feet smell.
Don't say that. He won't be very...
What are you saying about my feet? My feet do not smell.
And please...
They smell.
Please, no arguing. I'm just trying to do this introduction.
Just don't let him talk rubbish about me, will you?
No, it's fine. I'm just trying to record.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Please,
I'm going to sleep now.
All right.
I'm going to sleep now.
Well, you're both going to sleep. Please, listeners, don't you go to sleep. What was I saying? I suppose we need to say what episode number this is. Episode bot, you're not asleep, are you? Everyone else is going to sleep round here. I need to know what number episode this is.
74.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Oh, dear. Right, yes, good. Where was I? So, yes, I thought that Albert needed to go for a walk and he needed to be puppy trained. And I know he's a dragon and everything, but I don't know what a baby dragon is called other than a baby dragon, so I've called him a puppy just because it sounds funny. You know, you take puppies for puppy training and you don't do that with cats. Well, you do litter train them, but you don't. Anyway, Dealey... Actually, I did have a lead for... When Dealey was really little, when Dealey was a kitten, I did actually have a little lead for him because he's basically a house cat, but there is space for him to kind of go out in the yard if I'm watching him. I just don't let him wander around too much because of the other cats, and also because we're near a railway line, and also because lots of people are driving into the railway station. So, but I did have a little lead for him, a little harness when he was a kitten, and didn't last. I think we only put him in it a couple of times. I should have taken photos. I don't know why I didn't take photos. The only thing I can think of is back in 2004 or so when he was a kitten, I didn't quite have a digital camera, so I just had a disposable camera or an old style camera, and you could never be too sure what you were taking in those days. At least with a digital camera you can see what's happening, whether it's come out, and you can take another picture if it... As you can imagine, a kitten in a harness isn't something that stands still that long. Anyway, I did have a harness with me for Albert, just in case we needed one, but actually we didn't. He was very well behaved. But anyway, this is some stuff we recorded when we were out and about. I'll be back in a bit, and we've also got other bits and pieces coming up this episode, but we've got some bits of... us out and about with Albert. That's Yeti Uncle John and myself, yes.
Hello, listeners. It's me, Paul, yes. Now, we're out and about. I said that I was going to be taking Albert, little Albert the Dragon, out for a sort of... Well, I guess it's sort of like a puppy training session. Yeti Uncle John's here. Say hello, Uncle John.
Oh, hello. I'm here.
Good. Good. He's here. I'm here. And so is Albert. And, well...
Hello. I was saying hello too.
Oh, sorry, Albert. Say hello.
Hello to the listeners. It's me, Albert the Dragon. I'm here. I'm being puppy walked. I don't know what this is. Don't know what that is. Don't know what that means.
Well, it means that we're just going to kind of show you around. Because you only just hatched out of your egg. You don't know stuff.
Oh, I do. You know stuff?
How do you know stuff if you only just, hatched? I mean, you're not a phoenix.
I don't know what a phoenix is.
Alright, well, a phoenix is like a bird.
I'm not a bird.
No, but Phoenix, he keeps getting reborn. I don't know what works with dragons. I don't think dragons get... I don't know much, to be honest. No, I don't actually know. I did try and get a book out in the library about dragons. But, wasn't really successful because most of our books were on war and fighting and international relations and how to stop fighting and how to start fighting. But anyway, they don't really talk about dragons.
Well, I thought that you should get some books on dragons.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would be looked on too fondly. Yes, I don't think that would be... I think that would be frowned upon, I'm trying to say. Oh dear. Hello, Albert. Hello, John. So let me tell everybody, let me tell the listeners where we are. We are basically at Yeti Manors, the village Yeti Manors, where my parents live. Yes. And it's quite a nice day. It's towards the end of the afternoon. And we're up in the allotments behind my parents' house. I'm just looking across the fields. There's sort of some blue sky. It's still sort of early like spring. There's some flowers coming up. It's very nice. And sky is sort of blue, but there's speckledy clouds, a few light grey clouds and some sort of clouds across the sun. But sun will be going down in the next, I don't know, 45 minutes, hour. But... So no, I thought it would be a nice place, rather than London, or where I live. I thought it would be nice to bring Albert out here, where it's a little bit... Well, there's more space for a start, and people perhaps won't be so aware, or they won't comment so much. You know, village... Not the village people, but people who live in villages, village people... they see all sorts of things, all sorts of beasties roaming around in the country, and you know, they won't bat an eyelid if they see a dragon wandering around. What's wrong, Albert? What's wrong?
I don't know about these people. You say that the village people will be scared, or they won't be scared, but what if I'm scared of the village people?
There's no need to be scared of the village people, or the people from the village. Anyway. So, come along. Right, so this is the allotments, Albert. You can see there's an area over there. It's all being dug up nicely. You can go and do your business over there. No, Yeti Uncle John, that's somebody's allotment. Don't get Albert doing his business in the allotment. The person's going to come along and be very cross.
I don't want to do no business.
No, he doesn't want to do any business. Albert can use the toilet like anybody else.
Oh, all right, sorry. You know, pardon me.
It's all right, John. So, Albert, here's a tree. In the summer, this will have leaves and maybe even some fruit on it. There's a bird feeder, but there are no birds.
I don't know about birds or trees.
I know you don't know about birds and trees. That's why I'm trying to teach you. That's what this whole business was about. You know, showing you stuff.
Well, I don't know about stuff.
Yes, right. So, the house is that way. Ahead of us, my parents' house. There's a church over there and there's some fields. I wouldn't go into the fields by yourself because I don't want you to get lost. And please, you know, do take care.
All right, I'm taking care.
So we're walking down the allotment back towards the house, and I'll show you like some of the garden. And there's some things growing here. Not sure what those are. No, I'm not sure what that is.
Can I eat it?
I don't know. You can try. Well, maybe you shouldn't eat it. I don't know what it is.
Oh, well, then.
But anyway, I thought you were going to join us for dinner, Albert. I mean, your table manners are probably better than hitty Uncle John's for a start. What are you saying? Nothing, Uncle John. Let's keep on walking. Let's keep on walking. Hello, listeners. This is Yeti Uncle John. This is some time has gone past. Yes, Paul's been showing Albert around the allotment and his church and stuff, and I don't know if he's told, because I think Albert is going to go to some sort of puppy training school, like, I don't know, some sort of course for a few weeks or maybe a month or I don't know. I mean, I still think he's very good that he's even looking after Albert. I mean, Albert was just left on the front door. Yeah, just left there. He wasn't, I don't know if he belonged to anyone or if somebody was trying to make a point or, you know, dragons aren't cheap. I mean, no, phoenixes, they're cheap. No. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. No, I do not. I do not know. Anyway, curious. Curious, definitely curious. Yeah, so I don't know what Paul is going to do. I don't think he's told. I mean, I'm sure he'll be fine at this puppy training, dragon puppy training school. I actually don't know if it's a dragon puppy. It may just be a puppy training school. Anyway, I don't know. But I don't think Paul's mentioned to Albert yet. So it's a good thing it's not the summer. And actually, I don't think that he... You see, of course, he's a dragon, right, Albert? And so when he's, like, you'll be able to do fire out of his nose and stuff. But, you know, this is like a village. Sometimes they have, like, they grow, they do, like, hay bales and stuff out here in the countryside. And I can just see, if we come here in the summer, I could just see Albert sneezing and setting fire to the whole field. So I do hope that's taken into consideration. But, anyway, before we go and join Paul and Albert again, there are some messages, some little messages. Well, I think it's mainly from Bettina and Damias, I think. Anyway, these ones are. Anyway, so, yes, right. Some messages.
Hello, it's me, Damias Trinklehorn. I'm just ringing in to say I can't wait to meet your dragon. Yes, I can't wait to meet. He sounds very cute. I don't think I've ever met a dragon. I was in a play once where there were some dragons. I sure don't think they were real ones. But no, they were just ones where in costumes. I was only in the play briefly. I got a little bit frightened, I must say. I kept thinking the dragons were real. I kept forgetting they weren't real. And you know, I was supposed to be what's his name? That King Arthur or something, vanquishing dragons or something. Anyway, the dragon would walk on the stage and I'd think, oh no, it's a dragon! And I'd run away. I kept forgetting. So, you know, my history with dragons is a little bit hot and cold, fiery and icy. But I'm sure Albert is lovely. Anyway, I better go. I've got to learn some lines. There's always lines to be learned when you're an actor. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Hello, darling. It's me, Bettina Dupre. Well, you know, I'm sure you must have a lot of questions. You know, you've only recently taken on the role of a parent. Paul. You're not the first person to suddenly take on someone else's child and have to bring them up as your own. And here, of course, you're a single parent, but you have friends like Itty Uncle John who, well, they're always there. They're always there for you, and they'll give you advice, and they'll give you help. Now, I don't know whether Albert needs his nappy changing or whether he can do it himself, but let me know about that. I'll advise you accordingly, but I just need you to know that if you ever have any questions, then you must always turn to me. I mean, I've never had any children of my own. No, goodness no. Can't stand the things. But I can still offer advice. Yes. Yes. What else do I know about children? They screech and they have runny noses. Yes. So, as you can see, I know quite a bit about them. I don't know if this applies when it's a dragon child. Anyway, something about pocket money, sending them to school, they need school uniforms, I don't know, bedtime, oh, going to bed early, hang through homework. No, you can't watch EastEnders, it's not suitable, you're too young. Yes, I'm just trying to think of all the things I know about children. Yes, anyway, come back to me soon and I'll be a bit better prepared. Yeah, I hope you're doing well, darling. My love to you and Albert and Giddy Uncle John, and I'm sure we'll see you again soon. Yes, yes, I'm sure we'll see each other again soon. Okay, 1 million kisses, 1 million and one kisses, darling, darling. Yes, 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 yes.
Hello, listeners. I have a fortune cookie here. I'm going to open it up and see what my fortune is. This is genuine. I'm not making it up. I know you're used to me making things up. This is a genuine fortune cookie. It says you will stop podcasting this episode. No, it doesn't. It says, gosh, there's quite an essay here.
If I can hear.
This is. It says, your mind is creative, original, and alert. Yeah, pretty much. But I don't know why. I don't know why I needed to be told that. But at least it's better than the one I always remember when I was in San Francisco for my 30th. And we went to a Chinese, and we all opened up our fortune cookies, and everyone else's was really happy, and mine was something that was really pertinent to the fact I split up with someone recently and was really a real downer compared to everyone else's.
You are about to choke on your cookie.
Yeah. Poison! Ah!
Hello again, listeners. It's me, Paul. Just walking back towards the house, but still going to go down to the front of the house because I think I've mentioned before that there's this old red telephone box at the front of my parents' house that's been converted into a sort of, I don't know, a sort of place where people bring books and things that people don't want, you know, where they can go and swap. Well, not even really a swap. You know, they don't even swap things. People can just take them. And there's been some really nice, like, cookery books there I've taken back for Toby. So it's always worth having a look. I thought, you know, it would be something that Albert might like to see. Also means we have to cross the road, so I can sort of teach him a bit of road safety. So... Where is Albert? He was with Itty Uncle John a minute ago, but I can't see them. Oh, for goodness sake. Sorry, listeners. Sun is still in the sky. sorry. Yes, like, where else is it going to be? Floating in a puddle. That wasn't the most clever thing to say. Sorry. Perhaps Itty Uncle John's taken Albert round the front already. So you can tell that spring is on its way, well on its way. There's lots of little primroses and heather. The heather is out. I don't know. You got heather this so early in the year. I thought it was more summer, but maybe this is, so I don't know. What do I know about plants? Nothing. I know about cacti. Yes. Not sure what that is. Looks like bushes of some sort. Do you remember when we were here last summer, there was that strange plant that grew up in the garden, that, like really smelly one. Oh, there's some snowdrops, that's nice. Some little, I don't think those are daffodils, I think they are celandines. Is that right? I might not have the right word. Things that are like daffodils, but not daffodils. Trying to see where that smelly plant was last year. Clearly dies right back. Let's hope dug it up. No sign of it at all at the moment. No, it's definitely getting a bit colder out here. No, they're definitely not in the back garden, unless they're going back in the house. I hope he's not. I'm pretty sure that your Uncle John wouldn't have taken him too far, because he's not the biggest fan of exercise, yet Uncle John. No sign of any cats. I'm just going to see if they're over by the telephone box. Don't worry, I've not lost him. Don't think I've lost him. Oh dear, oh dear.
Meanwhile, over at the telephone box, Yeti Uncle John and Albert the Dragon are busy looking at the goodies that have been collected in the telephone box.
See anything of interest, Albert? Don't know if these books are any different from last time I was here, but I don't suppose you've seen them.
There's a whole box. Is that a box of books here? I'm just having a look in it.
Yeah, you help yourself. Yes, I'll just tell the listeners what we've got here.
Yeah, cool.
Hello, listeners. It's me, Yeti Uncle John. Oh, dear. Albert and I are in the phone box looking at the books. And, yes, it's a bit cramped in here. For a little dragon, he's still quite big, if you know what I mean. Let's see what books we got here. Donna Leon, Death in a Strange Country, Whiskey from Small Glasses, The Slap. I think that's a famous book. I think it's a film, isn't it? Shadow Air, Nurse Anna's War. There's some Charles Dickens here. Tale of Two Cities, Hard Times, David Copperfield.
I'm not reading them. Yes, Uncle John.
You want to read Charles Dickens? All right, fine, I'll take those. They're quite good copies, actually. Yeah, they're quite nice copies. Oh, contains 100% recycled paper. It's good, yes. What else is there? Along Came a Spider. Oh, dear.
I don't like spiders.
That's right, you don't have to. Careful in that box, there might be spiders in that box. Something else, Cloud Atlas. Agatha Christie, Peril at End House. The Guardian Review, Book of Short Stories. I might take that myself. Yes. Possibly. Oh, one here, Happy Birthday, You Poor Old Wreck. See, messages of love, sympathy and pure fun for all the old people over 21. Dear. You found anything in there yet?
No. I can't find nothing I want.
That's right. Oh, here's one for you. Adele, the Biography.
Yeah, I don't want that.
That's right. You don't have to have that. Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh yes, I might have that one, please.
What then? Bridget Jones's Diary and Charles Dickens. Come on then, shall we make a move? Paul will be wondering where we are.
Oh yeah, okay, let's go, shall we?
There they are. They are in the phone box. They're just coming back, I think. Ah, dear. I should have guessed that's where they were. Hello, you two. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
You got some books? Charles Dickens? That's not for you, is it? I hear you, Uncle John. Oh, no, no. It's for the youngster.
I like Charles Dickens.
That's very impressive. We've bought you a book as well. It's Adele the Biography. Not really. No. It's Agatha Raisin and the Deadly Dance. Oh, thank you. Yes, that's much more my cup of tea than Adele the Biography. Yes, that's what we thought. What are we going to do now? Well, I think we'll just go back in the house. I think we've done all we can today. I think maybe the village is almost too quiet. You know, he's learnt some good lessons, I think. Oh, yeah, he's very good when we're crossing the road. He looked both ways. I nearly fell over and got run over, but no, he was fine. Goodness sake. Well, listeners, I think possibly we've done all we can in the village, but so maybe we'll go somewhere a bit busier, somewhere more sort of in the town, or see how that goes. Join us again when, maybe we return to the big city. Maybe we should have done that in the first place. I was thinking that, it's good that he sees both environments.
Who are you talking about?
Talking about you, Albert.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Yeti Uncle John.
No. Actually, I'm beginning to think that Yeti Uncle John probably needs more puppy training than you do, but... Yeah, don't be rude. No, just, you know, fair point, though.
He nearly got run over.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I didn't get it well. Yeah, I did need to get run over, but... Come on, let's go and get a cup of tea or coffee or something. Yes. So, moving on, listeners. I'm sure there'll be something else coming up in a minute, and then we'll do some more puppy walking somewhere else.
I'm not really a puppy, though.
No, you're a dragon. Oh, dear. Right.
This time I've got some poems from my book, Go Forth and Divide. I published back in 2003. This is called You and Whose Army. I'm building up my army, I'm building up a force. I've got a brand new catapult and a two-legged battle horse. I've a rabbit with a machine gun and a band of field mice with grenades. A failed Oxford academic who just couldn't get the grades. I've a taxman down in Plymouth who is keen to join the cause. A bank account with 20 quid in, concealed far out on foreign shores. I know a leprechaun from Dublin who intends to give me luck. I've a kitten with a flick knife and an armour-plated truck. I'm building up my army, I'm building up my troops. I've got a semi-sighted monkey who can fart and jump through hoops. I've a sheepdog with army training, Mother's Union contacts high. A kite with scary dragons on, though with holes it fails to fly. I've a flock of dead-hard budgies who will give a nasty nip. A pack of preteen ravers who will really give you lip. I own a violin case. Can you guess what is inside? Well, just a fiddle as it happens, but folk often can't decide. I'm building up my army, I'm training up the gang. I've got an angry ginger Tom who is mad and nicknamed Fang. I've got ex-members of old boy bands who will cut a wall till windows shatter. They've not said if they'll bring Lulu, but I don't think that this will matter. I've written off to rejects who were stars back years ago. Emu just ignored me. Basil Brush, he just boomed no. Still, we do not need these extras. We'll do fine with what we've got. Just listen for the rumpus. Yes, ring out that single shot. I'm building up my army. Not sure for what, but hey, let's wait and see. That scuffle in the city will be us, my force, and me. I hope you enjoyed that. There's a few little references there that possibly need updating. I mean, they were old references at the time, but yes, I mentioned Basil Brush and Emu, which are kids TV characters from the 70s and 80s. Well, I do believe that Basil Brush, for one, has been updated more recently than that, but there's a reference there, though, to boy bands and whether they'll bring the singer Lulu with them to support them. That was a reference to Take That, who at the time I wrote this had split up not long before and were consigned to the boy band bin of history, except, of course, two or three years later, they reformed and are probably probably had as many hits or bigger hits second time round. I certainly prefer their song second time round. So, yes, I need to pick another boy band. There's plenty of other ones that I could pick. Need to rewrite. This one's called Would You Deny Us? Together in our hearts, together all the hours allowed to us, furtive moments when no one is looking, in the car at traffic lights when nobody is paying us attention, hands clasped together tightly, eyes meeting in the queue at the supermarket, a look, a smile, a secret language between us. It means the world to me sometimes, just when I think you're too afraid to acknowledge us. For this is what worries me. If they found us, if they caught us, suspected or suggested or insinuated, would you deny us? Would you laugh it off, thrice deny us? To your manager, to your mates, to your muckers, to your dog? No, your dog already knows. Somebody else then, your mother, would you deny us? Call us friends, call us buddies, nothing more. Anything but the truth. Anything but your lover. Anything but your boyfriend. That was written at a time when I was going out with somebody who was very closeted, and I was their first boyfriend, and I used to go and visit him, but he worked somewhere where he sort of lived in residence, so a lot of the time we were there we had to pretend we were just friends. It was quite a difficult situation, ultimately didn't work out, but a few years down the lines he did come out to his parents. He's now married, and so I think I've said before, sometimes I'm quite good as a trainee boyfriend. First time boyfriend, that's me, sorry Yeti. I should put an advert. Oh dear. This is another silly poem. It's called Would Audrey Hepburn Do It? I've been in some dumps in my short life, had some meals that were simply just slop. I've sent all my standards free falling when I should have aimed right for the top. I've let myself down in my past life, yes, lined up all my flaws on parade. If in doubt, ask myself the one question, would Audrey put up with such a charade? Would Miss Hepburn have coped with such squalor? Would Audrey have let herself slip? No, she'd have raised up a sarcastic eyebrow and shimmied away hand on hip. Would Audrey have gone to the dog track to consume tepid muck in a bun? Would she eck? She'd have done something slinky, something splendid and gorgeous, such fun. Would Audrey have slept on a park bench, mixed with badly dressed tarts on the game? Such a plan is quite clearly a no-no. The idea would have filled her with shame. I would rather have breakfast at Tiffany's. I would rather aim high and act chic. I need to make changes accordingly. My social life I must just slightly tweak. Must stop making chip butties for dinner. Must stop dunking hobnobs in my tea. Oh, that mullet just isn't becoming. When I'm swimming, I'll try not to pee. Put my fags in a fab slimline holder. Stop extracting dog ends to relight. Throwing up when I'm drunk, so isn't Audrey. It's an art and it needs doing right. I've accepted some dross in this lifetime. Had some nights I prefer to forget. But I'm aiming to be more like Audrey. Only to date, I've not gotten there yet. Audrey would never allow things so squalid to spoil stuff or muss up her hair. Teach me how to be ace just like you, please. Audrey, dear, you're my sweet lady fair. Once again, those three poems are from my 2003 collection, Go Forth and Abide. This time, on a recurring segment of the show, I have a fortune cookie. Yes, as I said before, this is a genuine fortune cookie. I'm not making it up, it is real. I'm opening it, and I'm going to see what it says. It says, Cromarty is an evil genius, that he'll never be
No, it doesn't. It says... Probably got the same thing as I thought from last time. But no. Oh. A long-term goal will soon be achieved. You mean I'm going to appear on another episode of Lotso? That's amazing. Hooray! No, I've already been on Lotso, so maybe I'll be on a different show. Maybe another podcast will have me as a guest. Woohoo!
Hello, humans. This is me, Ick, the alien. I am here to tell you a little bit about my planet. I'm here today watching out for beasties. Yes, us aliens have beasties too, just like you humans do. Yes, this beastie is known as a big fatosaurus. Yes, it is a very strange beastie, but it makes it very... Oh, you must be quiet. Here it comes. It has many tentacles. I said tentacles. Gosh, that was horrible. It makes a strange smell as it moves. Yes. A most dreadful and fearsome beast. Anyway, it is time for me to go now. I shall return and tell you more of my planet. I hope you found this of interest. Thank you.
Hello listeners, it's me again. Yes, now we're in London today and I've brought Albert up here just so he can kind of get used to the noise of traffic and cars, and you know, we've come to a park initially, but we're walking on through, and we're gonna leave the park, and then we're going to do sort of some crossing roads, and but Uncle John, he's not here today, but he had other things to do. But Albert and I are here. How are you, Albert?
I am all right. Thank you very much. Yes, I am. I'm fine. I am fine.
Good. Good. So, what do you think of London? Is it as you expected?
Well, yes, I know. I have seen London before, you know.
You've seen London. I don't know how it works with dragons. So we're going to start walking now, and we're going to leave the park. And
why do we have to do walking? Why don't we just get a track taxi or maybe get a bus?
Well, it's because I thought it would be a good idea to kind of to puppy walk you. You know, we've talked about this, and it's become quite clear that you don't really need any of this. But you will be going to Dragon Puppy School anyway.
Yeah, I know. Well, are you going to meet other people?
That's right. You're going to meet other people. Anyway, so come on, let's just keep walking. There's no need for long chat. So if we come this way and we just leave the park, come on through the gate. There we go. And we're just going to walk around the side of... we're quite close to my work, but don't think Well, I'm not sure we're going to go into work. I don't think they're ready for a dragon.
I don't understand.
I know you don't understand. That's the trouble. So here we are, walking on the street. There are quite a lot of people about, and cars. It's like the park we're in is like in the centre of this big square. And, you know, I recently was watching an old... Well, it's actually like an Italian sort of thriller, but they'd filmed in London, and they'd filmed in this square. But I've seen this square where I work in, you know, loads of films. Seems to have been very popular in 60s and 70s films. But in fact, I was watching a film, and I could actually see my college in the background. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. Why do we want to know this?
Albert, please, I'm just trying to tell the listeners something.
I don't know.
So, yes. There we go. So we're walking around the square, and as I say, it's a bit like, if you can imagine that the square is, well, it's not square for a start, it's circular. It's like a big roundabout, I suppose. And the park, which is quite a sizable park, is right in the centre of, you know, you could say it was the, you know, the roundabout. The park itself is the roundabout, but it's a nice big park, but not anyone, not just anyone, can come in. But I expect you could probably squeeze between the bars, Albert.
Why would I want to do that?
I don't know. I'm just making conversation. He's very bad-tempered today.
Well, I'm not bad-tempered.
He is bad-tempered. So anyway, right, we're crossing... You be careful, we're crossing the road. Come on, be careful. We're crossing the road now. And... Yeah. So crossing the road. That's very good. He's very well-behaved. And very sensible.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and... So, yes. So it's all going very well. It's all going very well. So, I don't know. I guess that, you know, perhaps we should go on a bus or a train or something. And but kind of, you said something earlier, which although it was kind of cheeky, it was kind of true. What did you say, Albert?
I said I should be looking after you because you cause more trouble on trains than I do. You spilt your coffee all over the floor.
Yes, I did. I spilt my coffee all over the floor, and I didn't mean to. I wasn't causing trouble. I wasn't doing it deliberately.
That's what you say.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I say. Well, right. So, this part of our little experiment is going very well. And anyway, it sounds like you're looking forward to... all this, you know, going to puppy dragon school.
Yeah, I'm quite excited because I thought maybe there might be some better conversation, and I'd like to talk to some people about those books that I was reading, the Charles Dickens books.
Yes, well, you know, you could always talk about the Charles Dickens books to me, and that would be fine.
Yeah, but you haven't read them.
I know I haven't read them. It's not really my cup of tea. I prefer Stephen King. Actually, I don't have much time for reading at all these days. I'm so busy podcasting and writing and stuff, but...
Well, exactly. That's what I thought. That's why I want to meet somebody who's a bit more intelligent.
Thank you. Well, anyway, listeners, I think it's probably time to cut this little chat short before Albert falls in front of a car. Only joking, I think. Anyway, no, I better be careful. I don't want to get Albert crossed because that's when they start blowing smoke and fire out of their noses, but...
I would, you know. I would. If you're new to me.
Yeah. Well, we really don't want that. We really don't want that at all. Anyway, moving on. Yes. Yes, moving on. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Nick, have you got a fortune cookie there?
I have. Here we are. Which says you have just bitten off the message.
Yeah. I think he has. Wet and slimy.
Joe will write his bits for the... Record his bits for the life after.
People have a great respect for him. Not enough to actually ask me to write anything, but...
They will. People will have a great respect for you. I mean, at the moment, they don't...
I don't now.
They don't at all, but...
Well, I'm going to open the last one, but you guys can eat it.
Mm. Oh.
I'm going to get into the plate.
You will become...
Oh, no, I ripped it. Does that mean it's not going to come true?
It's only going to be half true.
People have great respect for you. In 2 bits. Yeah, that regeneration.
People have just bitten you in half.
Well, you're going to be highly respected. You're both going to be highly respected by the Shy Life podcast audience.
Respect.
I found another poem that kind of suits the puppy walking, dragon puppy walking subject. So, yes, I'm going to read it. It's called Why Don't Dragons Clean Their Teeth? This is for you, Albert. Why don't you clean your teeth? Albert does clean his teeth, it's fine. But anyway, other dragons may not. Why don't dragons clean their teeth? They are just so badly bred. They could all be sweetly smelling, but all have fiery breath instead. They will not floss their toothy pegs, nor comb their shiny tails. They refuse to go on diets and break all the bathroom scales. They don't seem to care about themselves and even less about their friends. Any pets it seems that dragons keep or meet, well, tragic ends. Oh, why don't dragons clean their boots? They always look so shabby. They always seem to need a wash and their tummies are all flabby. They're obsessed with being mean and with chasing armoured knights or with stealing dumb princesses, though they'll vow they've still got rights. Yes, still they'll make a quick kebab from any nincompoop who passes. Seems some dragons might well benefit from anger management classes. Oh, why don't dragons chill a bit and stop being quite so fiery? Why don't they floss or clean their boots or keep an online diary? Why can't they just be slightly nice to those who do annoy them? Then perhaps knights wouldn't try to slay them all and instead perhaps employ them. But it seems that's just the way they are. The growly dragon in its cave. It would rather just not have to brush and simply stink and misbehave. See, Albert, our dragon, he leads by example. He's a good dragon. Good old Albert. He'll be even better once he comes back from dragon training school.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind words. Sahaha.
Hello, listeners. I'm at Nick and Ali's house. Albert the dragon is curled up in the corner having a sleep. We're having we're having curry from the Chinese restaurant. We've got fortune cookies. And, you'll have heard that. And we're about to watch some Doctor Who. So it's been a long day, but I think Albert has been successfully puppy walked before he goes to his dragon puppy walking place. Yes, it's all been very positive. Yes, it has. So, Nick, we're going to watch some Doctor Who.
We are. We're going to watch Mordred Undead from 1983. I actually voted it top of the season poll back in 1983. And I still think it's a pretty good story. It's a bit confused in places, but it's...
Got the Brigadier in it.
It's got the Brigadier playing two parts.
And you even see...
The wonderful David Collins...
You see some footage of Yeti?
You see some... I got very excited about that, being a nerdy 14-year-old when it went out. It's a pretty decent story, written by the late Peter Grimwade, who was very underrated.
Mm.
Who wrote the even more underrated Time Flight.
Well, I've been puppy walking a dragon this afternoon, so that's he's having a rest in the corner whilst we watch this, and...
I can hear you speaking.
Go to sleep. We're watching Doctor Who.
I want to watch Doctor Who too.
No, you don't. Go to sleep. Sorry, children, kids. What can you do with them?
We've got wine as well, haven't we?
Yes. Should we make start?
Yes, do here start. We
go. The title signal sounds about like a run over cat.
So, there you have it. That's all we've got time for. Thankfully, Yeti Uncle John and Albert are both still asleep. So that's why I'm speaking relatively quietly, because I don't want to wake them up. So, so our puppy walking went relatively well. And I'm not quite sure what happens next with Albert. But, well, I don't know how much bigger he's going to get or how quickly. It's bad enough we had the aliens living here all those months, but to have a dragon as well, plus two flatmates and a cat. Anyway, enough of my troubles. We'll be back again soon. I'm not sure what we have for you next episode. As I've said many times before, I'm never quite sure which order I'm going to edit episodes, depending on how things go throughout the month. But anyway, at very least, you can be sure that we'll be back soon. And there'll be more from the Shy Life podcast. So, you take care. Join us again soon. And, bye-bye for now. And bye-bye from Albert and Itty Uncle John. Yes. They're sleeping.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you kind of hatched. And are dragons like phoenixes? Have they had previous lives?
Well, I don't know. I just know stuff. That's all I know. I know that stuff.
Right. Okay. Well. Okay. Well. Cool.
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
I have thought about sending him to sort of like puppy training school, but we'll see what happens. It's probably quite expensive. I'm still hoping that his mother and father might show up, or at least somebody who owns him, but